The Castle. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1897. It was a beautiful morning. Early mist wreathed mystery around the landscape, but behind the haze there was the promise of sunshine. Valeria Montford exulted in the freshness of the air and the high spirits of her horse. She had cantered up a hill, and now sat down for a moment, drinking in the view over the Loire Valley. Valeria loved France, and she particularly loved the chateau where her friend Juliet des Rivieres lived. From where she had halted, Valeria could see, far away, the towers of the des Rivieres chateau. Valeria had met Juliet at their finishing school in Brussels. They had become best friends, and at the end of the year, Juliet had invited Valeria to a house party at the chateau. "You must come," Juliet had said. "I want you to meet Jean-Pierre Delacourt." Valeria sighed. Another young man. Juliet was always falling in love with a different one every few weeks. "Jean-Pierre? Who is he? You haven't mentioned him before." The opportunities for meeting the opposite sex at the finishing school were not many. But somehow Juliet managed to flirt with an astonishing range of young men. Juliet gave a little sigh. "I met the Comte Delacourt some time ago. He is near neighbours of ours on the Loire. It would be a match most acceptable. Both families wish I accept his offer of marriage." Valeria looked at the set expression on her face and unusually decided not to question her friend further. "Of course. I would like to come and stay with you, Juliet. You know I always love visiting your family." The house party was great fun. There were a number of young people staying at the chateau, and expeditions and parties had been arranged. Valeria danced and flirted with several of the young men. Laughter and gaiety were as necessary to her as food and drink. She loved being in company, and enjoyed being told how attractive she was. Last night, there had been a grand ball. Juliet's engagement to Jean-Pierre Delacour had been announced, and they had opened the dancing. Valeria had watched as Juliet, in a lovely pink silk dress, circled the ballroom with her fiancé. She had smiled and looked happily at her partner, but Valeria felt she lacked the especial sparkle that had so marked her in the adventures they had enjoyed together. At once, Valeria had been claimed for dances. More young men wanted to partner her than there were opportunities. She had laughed and told the unlucky ones that they would have to wait for another party, which could well be the next night or the one after, for all the great chateau around were throwing parties. It had been extremely late before the band stopped playing, and the guests drifted off to bed. "Don't wake me up in the morning, chérie," Juliet had said to Valeria. "I shall be too tired for our usual ride." And this was a shame, as Valeria had been looking forward to hearing more about her feelings for the Count. So Valeria set off on her own, on a spirited stallion, urging him on, feeling anxious to dismiss her worries about Juliet. Soon they were flying down the gentle slope of the hillside, horse and rider exulting in the thrill of the ride. A hedge came up, and Valeria did not hesitate to set the stallion to jump it. Then, disaster. On the other side of the hedge, the ground sloped unexpectedly steeply. The horse stumbled, and Valeria was catapulted onto the hard ground. For a moment, she lay there, winded, wondering how many limbs she had broken. Nervously, she tried to move first her arms and then her legs, which luckily all seemed to be in working order. Wincing at the pain of her bruises, she sat up and looked around for the stallion, dreading to find that it had broken a leg.